Queen Margaret's School is bringing magic to the masses from April 10 to 13 with their sold-out performances of Puffs. It feels gratifying and inspiring for me, the cast, and crew to know that the show is fully sold out, said director Tilly Lawrence. I think knowing that we have the community's support behind us has helped motivate us to bring the show to as high a level as possible. The actors are excited to entertain our audience, and I'm hopeful that it will provide catharsis through laughter and connection. Read more. Duncan's QMS students bring Dr. Seuss to life, on the big stage in Seussical Jr. In this side-splitting parody, students of QMS bring the whimsical world of Puffs to life, revealing the untold story of a certain wizard school and its unsung heroes. For 7 magical years, a legendary boy wizard battled evil and saved the day. But let's forget about him. This is the tale of the Puffs, a lovable band of well-meaning outsiders with a peculiar affinity for badgers. Their epic quest, filled with failures and friendships, reimagines what a wizard hero can truly be. Written by Matt Cox and directed by Lawrence, Puffs will have 3 7 p.m. performances and 1 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday, April 13 inside the QMS Fine Arts Hall. Audience members will be under the spell of 19 actors encompassing grades 9 through 12, as well as additional students lending their magic touch with sound, lighting, and stage management. Lawrence said that students Lexa Pritchett and Lara Kernachin, who are respectively stepping into the roles of Wayne and Oliver, are alumni of the Junior School Theater program. They have both served as drama captains, and have since continued to act in senior school productions such as Peter and the Starcatcher and Clue. My favorite part of being a theater teacher is witnessing individual and collective growth, and it's truly been an honor to watch them both grow into confident actors and leaders, said Lawrence. I am always inspired and amazed to watch the transformation of a cast through the process of rehearsing and performing a play. It's been heartening to observe them bond and support each other, which lends itself to the core theme of the play. The value of genuine human connections and love of others, warts and all. I've enjoyed seeing them connect to the moments of vulnerability, as well as, of course, to the humor. This show is wacky and hilarious. During rehearsal, there were several moments I was literally on the floor laughing, said Lawrence. It's been a wonderful stress relief. I hope the audience comes away from this show inspired to fully embrace their own puffiness, to be willing to laugh at their own flaws and failures, and as a result make deeper connections with others. The school is also gearing up to present The Little Mermaid Jr. on the Cowichan Performing Arts Center stage on May 24.